Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm talking to the dusty, dirty, can't ever get a man, miserable vagina bitches who think we the same, because we not.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
Hi.
Is your name Royal?
My name is Lusana, but everyone calls me Royal.
What kind of shit is that?
You want me to call you Royal?
Yes, I do.
Nigga, no!
Already with the red flags. If a woman has an alias at 40 plus, just don't mess with her, man. Especially if that alias is queen something, royal something, regal goddess or anything like that. Nah, man. You don't want anything to do with that. Narcissism on another level. Like, how you gonna look at somebody with a straight face like, call me royal? Like, no, I'm not calling you royal. Get the fuck out of here. Like, no.
Somebody done told you wrong.
Royal, where you calling me from, boo?
I am calling you from Chicago.
Chicago, how old are you?
Yes. I am 47.
47?
I am an entrepreneur, and I also work for the government.
Okay. Do you have any kids?
I do. I have two adult children.
Okay. How old are your adult children?
25 and 32.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby.
25 and 32? 20, are both by the same man?
Both by the same man.
You ever been married?
Twice.
You don't find that suspicious?
Based on how she just told the story, she wants us to believe she was a teen mom, out of wedlock, and then married that same guy at some point down the line, which is very rare. But I guess we'll roll with it.
I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
I just got the divorce in January, but
I've been this year. So
but
we, is January like 15?
I know.
Don't tell me with this. Y'all trying to kill me.
I know. The beginning of the year.
So you've been but you're officially divorced, not separated.
I'm officially divorced, but I've been separated for 3 years.
So why wouldn't you just say, I got divorced 2 weeks ago? It's January 15th when this was recorded, and she say, oh, my divorce was finalized January. Who would word it like that? Why not say, my divorce was finalized 2 weeks ago?
Nobody knows why liars lie.
We're good friends and everything, so it was not a messy, bad divorce or anything like that, so yeah.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
AKA, I divorced my husband for an unjustified reason. That's what that means. It wasn't a messy divorce. We still cool. We talk all the time. AKA, I left him for a reason that God wouldn't find justified. Bars. But one thing I want to touch on while I got it paused, and I'm sure all of you hate when I keep pausing, but oh well, find another channel, damn it.
Because I feel like I'm a badass motherfucker and I can do what I want.
She came on here in her pajama outfit. What do these women expect to attract when they put no effort in whatsoever? I'm gonna tell you what this means. It means she don't think a man worth much effort. They're asking for these top 10, top 5% guys, but in their mind, all the top 10% guy deserve is pajamas on. All these women want top tier guys, but when you come top tier, even if you show up in their life as top tier, that's just the bare minimum. You were supposed to do that. I deserve that. You don't get any extra points. You don't get a cookie or a cupcake for showing up as a top 5%er. Yeah, and that's how you were supposed to come. You know what I mean? It's not like if a top percentage guy came into these women's life, they would bow down and be like, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful I found you. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Can I get you something? Can I cook you something? Can I rub your back? No. That's just the door charge. You still got to keep her excited. You got to make her happy. You got to be entrepreneurial spirited. All that.
Fuck all that. Nah, I don't fuck all that.
Officially divorced about 11 days ago.
Yes.
What kind of man are you looking for?
I am looking for someone that's ambitious, someone with an entrepreneurial mindset, someone who just is just ready to settle down. I am looking for a long-term relationship. I like to be in long-term relationships. And someone who is, likes the outdoors, likes to work out. Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to say, you want to be in a long-term relationship, you got a divorce. So why did you get a divorce? Do you want to share?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumbass shit.
I got a divorce because I will say we were two good people that just moved in two different directions.
What did I just tell you, motherfucker?
Yeah, he didn't have the entrepreneur type of, and I'm not saying that that is a deal breaker, but we did have, money is an issue these days. And sometimes people don't want to gamble, or that's what he called it, gambling.
And that's what the fuck it was, because you had some stupid business idea and he didn't want to throw his money away on it, so you divorced him. Because he didn't want to invest in your get-rich-quick scheme, because he actually thinking about retirement and stability. You can't make this stuff up, y'all. But keep in mind, she said it ain't a deal breaker. Oh, it ain't a deal breaker if a man don't have an entrepreneurial mindset, but you just stated that as the reason you divorced your husband who was a good person? They're a joke. They're not to be taken serious under any circumstances. And these are the people who have the ability to vote in who's going to have the codes, if you know what I mean.
That's what he called it, gambling with money. And yeah, so it was that difference that was the deal breaker for us. I'm not saying that that is a deal breaker.
What are your deal breakers outside of what you went through with your last husband?
My deal breakers is just someone that's not honest, someone that's not ambitious, someone that's not aware of their mental health. yeah, stuff like that. I don't want no crazies or anything like that. Someone who is just in tune with their mental health. And it's okay for men to be in tune with that.
Should the guy look a certain way?
Look neat. You know, someone that's neat, someone that is, you know, hygiene is nice. And other than that, I don't have no preference really on looks. As long as you're at least decent, nice looking, you know. Yeah.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Should he make a certain amount of money?
At least, I will say 85 and up.
85 and up. Okay. Let's do the Kendra camp.
Okay. So I am in my pajamas. I did put on pants because my shorts was just too short.
Okay.
But.
Ooh, that booty is sick.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
Kendra, on some episodes you say, you ain't got to turn around, girl. Y'all be showing me them booties. You ain't got to do all that, girl. But then on other episodes you like, ooh, girl, that booty was bootying. Which one is it, Kendra?
You never know. That's the point.
Having a big ass ain't going to make you desirable, lady. Especially after this interview.
Do you want him to be in Chicago?
He can be, but I am open to date people in other cities and states too.
Okay. Black men only?
I prefer.
Okay. If he made less than 85K, would you date him?
Yes. I would consider, yes.
You do not qualify for a decent dude with a good head on his shoulders that make $30,000 a year. So don't cock your head to the damn side trying to ponder if you'll give a man who make under $85K a chance.
I think the bitch got a lot of fucking audacity.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episode.
So you got divorced 11 days ago. So was that your last relationship?
No, I've dated and everything. I've dated other people, but nothing serious. No serious relationships.
Okay. So, when was your last relationship?
My last relationship, probably my ex-husband at 3 years, just no one that's like, the dating pool is not good.
What? Why? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
No, you're not a good woman. You're not a good option in the dating market. Good women don't stay on the dating market of any age. There are men out there who are looking for a 60-year-old woman to be in a relationship with. And guess what? If a 60-year-old woman who's a good woman become available, she's not on the dating market long. She can get on a date nap even at 60 as a good woman, and she'll be snatched up within her first 3 dates because she's a good option.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
Let's say a man did come in contact with her who was marriage-minded, and she says she'd been divorced twice, and she divorced her last husband because he wasn't entrepreneurial-minded. Men can read between the lines. What man gonna sign up for that? Even if he was in the market for a 47-year-old woman with a big ass.
I don't want to be that guy.
These are the categories of men. There's a man who won't date you at all, right?
No, not a chance in hell.
He's just a guy that doesn't try to court you, don't give you your time. He really shouldn't get any of your attention because he's not giving you any of yours. Then there's a situationship guy who is willing to give you his time, but he ain't willing to commit to you. You get him when you get him. Take him or leave him, and it is what it is.
I run shit. You just live it.
And then you decide if you want to be with that. Then there might be a guy that will be in a relationship and be like, okay, I can commit to you, but I don't want to get married. So if you could deal with us committing and whatever we in, let's rock out. Then there's a man that could go from there and that would potentially marry you.
Any man who's willing to do that is a man that is going to be a fucking chump. That's going to be trying to stay with her and any woman like her.
Right? And you have two experiences of those men, right? So you got to decide. All those men are different men, though.
Right.
Usually, what I've come to terms, it's either the guy that's not giving you no attention, the women want, or they want the situationship man to become a husband. So it's usually like they focus on this guy. I don't know why he focused on him, because he ain't giving you no attention, so you shouldn't give him any of yours. Then there's a guy that gives you some attention, and it's exciting. You might have the best weekend. You know, he is good looking, or he gives you money, or the sex is amazing, but he ain't trying to commit. But you really want him to become your husband.
I can't do it.
But he ain't even going to become your man. So you just wasting your time until you get tired of wasting your time. But then what happens is this. This is what happens. The man that might be willing to marry you, he can't live up to that experience you had with your situationship.
I consider myself a teacher, a helper, someone who could possibly inspire people to be better.
She's breaking down her whole life. And it's just funny looking at this woman's facial expressions at certain parts. You could tell Kendra is really hitting a nerve with this woman. But it's not that Kendra is some type of magical fucking dating guru. This is the same story for pretty much 90% of single women on the dating market.
All y'all do the same shit, whether if you were some homeless shit trying to dig cigarettes out of a trash can or you living in the White House.
Chasing the top 10% man who they don't deserve and don't qualify for, but he'll boink them, and then he leave them depressed and on medication and in the therapy chair.
That's why it'd be hard for people to close the deal.
Oh my God. Kendra, why are you just reading my life?
Dingbat.
Let me tell you this. This is what I've learned in hosting the show. Because,
oh my God.
You know, in the 5 years of doing this, I meet men who actually want to be husbands. But yeah. Y'all don't want those men. Y'all don't want those men. I get men, there's a few men, I get quite a few men actually, who want to be husbands, but they're not exciting like the toxic men that y'all like.
No, me, I don't like toxicity. No, you know what, Kendra? I'm very realistic. I'm realistic about life. I've been married twice. I know I'm 47 years old. I still look nice. I still got a lot of, you know, in me, but I am very realistic when it comes down to men and relationships.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad? You didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
Help me understand. The first marriage, why did you get divorced there?
The first marriage, I got divorced because he was a little bit of a male chauvinist. I think he kind of, and I don't want to talk bad about, because he wasn't a bad person. He just wasn't for me.
Buy a dog, die alone. Because no man deserves to suffer you.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.